About 16 years ago, when retiring Prof. Mike Sitto had conducted his last chapel before Christmas, I came up to this very lectern and asked if he would be willing to email me a copy of the chapel. He smiled and reached over and handed me his manuscript. I took that as permission to continue sharing it here at ILC, as I have since that time. Please open your hymnals to 84, hymn number 84, Christian Salute, Awake, Salute the Happy Morn. Except for the New Messiah hymnal, this hymn is difficult to find in modern hymnals, and so may not be remembered by another generation. But the scripture truths that it presents will not pass away. The stanzas of this hymn are actually meditations on the various parts of the Christmas story, so we will introduce each stanza with readings from Luke 2 and Revelation 19 and 20 in contemporary translations, some by Prof. Sitto himself. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the village inn. Christians away, salute the happy That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened. But the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Then thank you. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God in the highest. Glory to God on earth, peace among men, goodwill. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let us go to Bethlehem. Let us see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said. Then the 24 elders and the 4 living beings fell down and worshipped God, who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, "Amen, Hallelujah!" And from the throne came a voice that said, "Praise our God, all his servants, from the least to the greatest, all who fear him." Then I heard again what sounded like the shout of a huge crowd, or the roar of mighty ocean waves, or the crash of loud thunder. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and honor him, for the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a beautiful bride prepared for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will remove all of their sorrows, and there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain, for the old world and its evils are gone forever." Dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, made clean and new, a quiet chamber kept for you. Amen.